This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, November 19th, brought to you by U.S. Soy. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley took his turn at criticizing Senate Agriculture Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow's farm bill proposal this morning, that before agriculture media. Grassley said the bill is too little and much too late.
The timing of this bill is disappointing and unrealistic. As you know, the 2018 Farm Bill expired September 30th, 23. Since then, we've been operating on a one-year extension. It's a sad commentary that Senate Democrats kept farmers waiting 2 years before even releasing a bill text. While producers waited, grain prices fell below the cost of production. And even with an increase of 15 cents in the price of corn yesterday, it's still not above the cost of production.
The senior Iowa senator said there simply isn't time to approve a bill in general order.
After this week, we only have 3 weeks before Christmas, so I expect Congress to pass another short-term extension carrying farmers through the new year. And when Congress returns in 2025, Republicans will work quickly to debate and pass the next five-year farm bill, hopefully, and I'm sure under regular order and in a bipartisan fashion.
The 1,400-page Stabenow farm bill proposal did not include a resolution to the California Prop 12 requirements for raising hogs.
It's a slippery slope that goes to other states for pork, but also to other states for government interference in agriculture. I note that over the last election day, there were two referendums that were going to interfere with agriculture were defeated. So maybe another Proposition 12 isn't around the corner, but right now it's doing a lot of harm. Well, the House of Representatives realized it was a problem and included it in their farm bill. And we were hoping to get it included in the Senate farm bill. And next year, that's what we're going to have to do.
Grassley believes the food and farm language in the bill will bring it to fruition.
I think that the bipartisanship of the food stamp bill connected to the ag bill gets it through the House of Representatives and in a bipartisan way. And that was shown in the bill that got out of House Ag Committee this year. And the same, and it even applies more so in the United States Senate, that we aren't going to get a farm bill if we don't have a bipartisan approach.
Knowing her proposal would not likely be approved, Grassley said Stabenow may have had her own reasons for offering the farm bill document this late.
I think one, to show that she is willing to show her hand so she can't be condemned without having at least her ideas put into text. And the second thing may be laying down a gauntlet for Democrats to follow in the next new Congress.
In related news, Grassley said he's keeping an eye on the president-elect's cabinet nominations. He has some simple requirements for a new agriculture secretary.
Somebody with dirt under their fingernails, active farming, nothing in regard to policy that I can think of. Because I think those first two things I stated probably speaks for all I need to know about somebody that knows something about agriculture if they're going to be agriculture secretary.
Grassley said he's not concerned yet about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. heading the Health and Human Services Department, as many of his challenges toward agriculture don't fall under his jurisdiction. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by U.S. Soy. The tiny, unassuming soybean is a mighty force, providing the protein, oil, and fiber that powers people and our planet in multiple ways, sustainably and reliably, harvest after harvest. With unmatched versatility, U.S. Soy is meeting the world's growing demand for food, feed, fuel, and so much more. Learn more about soy's superpower at wholebean.ussoy.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.